FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
More than 113,000 visitors came to Durban over the past long weekend, according to the mayor.
Of this number, 68,000 were overnight visitors. The direct spend was 463 million rand, over 2,000 direct employment opportunities created. Contribution to the GDP was 1.145 billion rand. Our hotel occupancy rate was at 72%, with the market demand concentrating in the northern areas and the beachfront.
Cyril Qaba gave an update on eThekwini's festive season campaign yesterday. It says the N3 toll concessions reporting an increase in traffic volumes leading into KZN with Christmas around the corner.
As we are gearing up for Christmas and New Year's Eve celebrations, we are confident that visitors will continue to arrive in droves to enjoy various tourism products the city has to offer.
And Airports Company South Africa is strongly advising travellers to give themselves extra time to avoid delays at airports during the peak festive season. Over 20,000 international passengers and nearly 30,000 domestic travellers are expected to pass through the country starting from today. Today has been predicted as one of the busiest days for movement at all South Africa's ports of entry. AXA CEO Mpumi Mpofu.
The 3 hours is for international. The plea for domestic is to ask passengers to arrive 2 hours before departure time. It's not the norm of the 1 hour, but extending it to 2 hours so that we can manage the numbers in terms of both immigration procedures, but effectively check-in and security arrangements that are made.
Eskom technicians are attending to several areas left in the dark in parts of KZN. This comes after severe thunderstorms led to outages in Eshowe, Mandini, Nkandla, Stenga and Bergville. The power producer says some areas in Escort, Glencoe, Osizweni, Kokstad and Margate are also experiencing disruptions. It's asked consumers to be patient as they work to restore power. And abroad, the man accused of gunning down a U.S. insurance executive in Manhattan will face federal charges, including murder. The killing tapped into widespread anger with the American healthcare system. It brought to the surface deep public frustration with the lucrative U.S. commercial healthcare system. Outside the Manhattan courthouse, supporters held posters that read Health Over Wealth and Luigi Fridas. Your top story this hour, more than 113,000 visitors came to Durban over the past long weekend, according to the mayor. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.